WHDD presents Susan Says.
So, while everyone else is stressing over the unbelievable, ridiculous Barr/Roy Cohn press conference, I'm going to talk about other stuff. Yeah, enough of this. It rhymed with bit and hit and fit and anyway, let's move on. The other night, I had a great time laughing and not thinking, just enjoying the new play on Broadway that will be a huge hit. Believe me, Tootsie. We all love the movie written by my old dear departed friend Larry Gelbart. It is now a gloriously funny, incredibly acted, fun night on Broadway. It's updated in that the Me Too movement is touched on, really cleverly, I might add, by someone named Robert Horn from TV. He knows how to write funny stuff. And the music, David Yazbek, great direction by Scott Ellis. I loved it. And now it's a musical that Dorothy invades, not a soap opera. The cast is superb. Santino Fontana is a great Dorothy. He's actually better looking as Dorothy than a man. Anyway, the supporting cast is amazing. The only weak link for me was the love interest, but still, you're going to love it. Believe me, trust me, huge. Also, watching the TV show on British BBC, Killing Eve. Wow. Psycho female killer, brilliantly played by someone named Jodie Comer. Detective, after her, almost as psycho, well done, Sandra Oh. And the great Fiona Shaw is the M16 boss. This is so different. I wish I could get the rest of season one. Somehow you have to go somewhere and get it. I don't know. But I love it. I can't get enough. I'm hooked. Billions. This season's a little off for me. I doubt a public servant attorney general would out his own kinky sex life, but hey, what do I know these days? I am one of the few people on earth never to have watched Game of Thrones, so I can tell you nothing about the final. Sorry. Fosse Verdon. Awful. Really. All over the place, cutesy cards saying 243 days later and 376 days before. Huh? And Sam Rockwell is not sexy in any way. I'm sorry, Mrs. Rockwell. Bob Fosse was a conflicted bad guy, good guy, appealing genius. Rockwell is just wearing a bad toupee. I read an amazing book, Sleeping with Strangers, written by an English-born film critic, David Thompson. His theme is that movies have influenced us since the get-go with a gay sensibility, if not agenda. Whether you agree or not, he is a glorious writer, and he does out some heroes. I'm not going to. Anyway, it's well written. The guy's a master of words. Finally, a little laugh we all need. The New York Post says an unruly customer in an Ohio restaurant pulled an iguana out from under his shirt and threw it at the manager. Okay, then.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.